Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady. Live only on Netflix.
Minute to play in the quarter. Jazz lead is 6. AB stop and pop 3. Missed it. Donovan Mitchell rises off the trampoline. Pops the right hand and hammers. And a turnover by the Lakers back the other way. Now those are a consistent stream of light. Looking, leaves it for Drebko, comes back to get it. Guarded by Heald, splits the double team, goes into the lane, hangs up with the right hand, elevates, cocks, and hammers. O'Donovan! And yeah. He's got a little thing about him right now. He's got it with the right side. He splits the double team. He drives to the basket. He lays it up and in. Are you kidding me? Is he real? Tonight, Donovan and the Jazz welcome back Rudy Gobert into the lineup. AB has played terrifically for the Jazz tonight. Left-hand dribble in the paint, double clutches, air ball. Rudy Gobert grabs the air ball, finishes the foul. Standing on the other side is the hope of New York, Kristaps Porzingis.
For the cutter, Porzingis slams it down with the right hand, extending his long arms for the two.
From a snowy downtown Salt Lake City, it's the Jazz. And the Knicks.
Tip-off is now.
All right, we're going to combine shoot-around report and what you're watching here.
Well,
we have time.
The shoot-around report is they want to deny, that's for sure, especially with Porzingis. And then they want to smother Cantor so Cantor cannot get the basketball to Porzingis on the low block. I don't know why Cantor only averages an assist and a half a game, but that's something they're looking at. Another thing, David, I kept going back to what I'm looking for. I don't know if it was the offensive rebound, but I just kept going back to Michael Beasley as though he's going to be the X factor in this ballgame tonight, whether Jazz win or lose. I don't know.
Well, you know what you're watching here, what they're looking for, because we're waiting for the ESPN cameraman to leave mid-floor, who's just zeroed right in on Porzingis as though no other player in the game might exist. Well, Donovan Mitchell is going to be part of the ESPN story tonight. It is a national televised game. Rodney Hood, Rudy Gobert embraces. They're about to tip it off. Rudy back. He has played just 5 games since the 12th game of the season. And Rodney Hood returns to the starting lineup where he struggled earlier in this year. The tip tapped and controlled by the Knicks. They're in their traditional blue uniforms with orange numbering. Jared Jack, who's been a bit of a savior for them at the point guard position, gives it up to Courtney Lee. Right side to Hardaway starting again, their big offseason acquisition. Porzingis is left wide open at the free throw line for a jump shot, and he hits. Porzingis is a fabulous shooter. He's 7'3". It's interesting to watch him, though, Ron. We'll talk about it throughout the night. There, alley-oop Gobert at the window, and he was wide open and dropped it. Rudy came around on a play that the Jazz ran as their final part of shoot-around and executed it perfectly for a backdoor Gobert dunk to welcome him back, and he didn't catch it.
Went right between his palms there.
Same play as a moment ago. Porzingis pops out this time for a straightaway 3, no good. Rebound to Rubio.
They handled that a little bit different than they did the first time.
Rubio guarded by Jared Jack. Rubio probably has an advantage here tonight. Bounces into Rudy. Goes to the basket. Fouled by Porzingis. So what I was going to say about Porzingis, Rod, is obviously he's terrific.
Yes.
The game has seen very few players, if any at all, that look anything like him. 7'3", they call him the unicorn for a reason. But honestly, the one thing at times when I watch him, because I've never seen anything like him, I wonder whether or not it's really going to work, if that makes sense. It's so different looking, and at times he looks out of place. Is it just because he's that unique? Or is it because maybe it's not as perfect as everybody has tried to make it seem? Well, he's still so young, though.
Young, 240-pound string bean. Doesn't have much of a definition as far as muscles or anything, but he does a lot of things 7'3" guys can't do.
Like that. Puts it on the deck, 3 dribbles to his right, fades away on the baseline, over favors and in for the 22-year-old from Latvia. Rubio penetrates, guarded by Porzingis, who's one of the leaders in the league in shot blocks, to the right corner for a 3 for favors, no good. Picked up by Gobert, back up and blocked by Porzingis.
Yeah, Got to get used to that. He's 7'3".
Porzingis puts it on the deck, drives, flares it out to Jack. Into the left block, it's Kanter. Crowd's going to boo him still. So is the Turkish president. His shot blocked by Gobert. 4-1 Knicks. Rubio on the run. All the way to the window. Lays it up and in. Nobody stopped him. Kanter was trying to hold Gobert off. And Ricky Rubio just kept going and going and going until he scored it.
I was looking for him to hit the wing with Rodney Hood for the three-point shot, but why not take a layup if no one's going to stop you?
Hardaway was in Atlanta last year. Big offseason signing from New York as he returns to play for the Knicks. Brings off a left-hand dribble off Kanter, pull-up jumper on the left side, and he hits.
They seem to think that Hardaway is the best athlete on this team.
I would probably agree looking out there. I think Courtney Lee's a pretty darn good player. We watched the game earlier this year where Lee was really good. Pick and roll, Rubio with Gobert, drives in the lane, Kanter blocks it. Hardaway coming up the other way, Rubio runs from behind and has a little round ball robbery. Over to Donovan, right side three, long. And the rebound comes to Kanter. Donovan in the last 10 games shooting just 30% from three. Still averaging 23 a game while doing that. Jared Jack, Georgia Tech product, kind of known as the mayor of the NBA for the amount of friends he has. Inside to Kanter, works to the middle, hook shot over Gobert and in. Enes Kanter is a really good low post player.
He really is. Probably one of the best in the league, I think.
8-3 New York, Jazz offense 30th in the NBA in first quarters. New starting lineup doesn't seem to be helping. Favors.
Well, Rodney Hood hasn't touched the ball yet either.
Right side to Rubio. Gives it off to Rodney in the corner. Resets Rubio. Three on the shot clock. Rubio comes off a pick and roll. Free throw line jump shot. Good. 8-5. Jazz two of their first five. Knicks are 4 of 6. Knicks are 28th in the league defensively in the first quarter, so it's not as though the Jazz should struggle. Hardaway catch and shoot three straight away is good. 11-5. New York with a quick start.
Hardaway, 26 points the last time these two teams met, and 3 threes.
Rodney, his turn. Right side, catch and shoot for a 19-footer. Perfect off a beautiful Gobert pick.
Okay, who's going to stop who?
11-7, Jarebko getting ready to check in. Here comes Courtney Lee, a superb catch-and-shoot guy. Comes around the curl, gets it taken, window taken away, puts it out to Jack, puts it on the deck, drives the lane. Gobert alters the shot, rebound favors. Here comes Rubio. Ricky, with a right-hand dribble, hesitates, bullets a terrible pass, turns it over above the... Here comes Lee the other way, and he goes to the basket, and Donovan chases it down and blocks it. Chase down block for Donovan Mitchell.
Tell you what he really did after this...
Donovan has it right side. Pick and roll with Favors. This is becoming a pretty good combo. Tries to split it. Loses the ball. Favors picks it up. Blocked by Porzingis. Out of bounds. Jazz Nick ball. Porzingis with two blocks early. Porzingis comes in averaging 2.5 blocks a game, up from 2 last year and 1.9 his first year.
Getting back to Donovan Mitchell. He was running on the right side. He slowed down, got on the left side of the shooter, and still was able to get there to block the shot.
11-7 on a tight curl Hardaway, guarded by Hood, out to Kanter. Kanter spins in the lane, flares it back out to Hardaway. Hardaway now guarded by Rubio, tough right baseline shot, no good. Rebound Mitchell. Doesn't have numbers, so he curls out the other side, wearing the white uniform with a green number 45. Swings it to Rodney, right-hand dribble, into a rhythm shot, and he hits. Rodney Hood's 2 for 2. It's interesting, Rodney is not getting their best defensive player right now. Rodney usually, when he comes off the bench, is being guarded because Donovan's out of the game. Courtney Lee, right side, catch and shoot three. Left side, catch and shoot three is good. Courtney Lee is one of the best catch and shoot guys in the entire league. You cannot let him have that shot.
Last year, he was at 40% career, 38% shooter.
There aren't many better than Courtney Lee on a catch and shoot. Maybe there's a few. We saw one the other night and took his catch and shoot away for most of the night in Sacramento and Buddy Hield, but not many better than Courtney Lee. Timeout on the floor. Jazz trail at 14-9 on the Jazz Radio Network.
Oh, my! Utah Jazz sound flash.
The thing for Rudy is Rudy's got a will to win. You know, it's good to get him back, and there's a kind of an integration process when they're coming off an injury. But, you know, obviously Rudy's the key guy for us, and we've been playing without him for a while. So it's good to have him back. I know he's excited to play.
You know, the big thing is you got to keep him off the boards. You know, he's long, but I think you're just going to stand in front of him. He's going to reach over the top of you, so we got to get him away from the basket. And then offensively, we've got to, you know, involve him in pick and rolls. We got to get up and down the court and not let them have a half-court game where he can have a big effect on the game.
Jeff Hornacek and Quinn Snyder in your Nu Skin Sound Flash. Nu Skin proud sponsor of Utah Jazz. Discover the best you. Knicks are a pretty good pick and roll team, by the way. Worth keeping a Joe Ingles checks in for a loud round of applause, as does Jonas Jerebko. So Mitchell will slide to the one. Hand off from Gobert to Donovan. Donovan penetrates, loses the basketball. Kanter knocked it away. Knicks are a pretty good pick and roll team. Nothing brilliant. Jared Jack throws it to a not watching Tim Hardaway. A comedy of error turnover.
Kind of behind him there as well.
Porzingis on the bench as they shorten some of his minute stints. Michael Beasley, who is instant offense off the bench. Rodney Hood, top of the key jumper, rattles out. Rodney's 2-for-3 tonight. Start tonight. Jazz, Ricky Rubio's 2-for-3 as well. Jazz is 4-of-10. Knicks 14, Jazz 9. Here's Kanter, left block. They really going to boo him all night? To a cutting Hardaway for an easy layup. Jazz defense to open the night, Ron, not very good.
Yeah, and Hardaway had a big night against the Jazz the last time these two teams met, but you can see Jerebko goes over to help Rudy, and Michael Beasley goes right down the middle of the floor.
Ingles gives out to Jerebko to Gobert in the block. Rudy rolling through the middle of the lane, travels, they don't call it, throws up a left-hand hook, and in. Took a little off-balance step in there that was an extra one, but we're not going to tell. Well, I kind of did, but... We're not really going to tell, right, Ron?
No.
Mid-block left, it's Kanter again.
Wouldn't believe you anyway.
Anis has had a tumultuous political little run here as he's been outspoken against the Turkish government and been told if he ever comes back in the country, he'll be arrested. Misses the hook shot. Joe Ingles walks himself into a wide-open three on the right side. It's too long. Joe hit four the other night. 16-11 New York. Courtney Lee out of Western Kentucky gives out to Kanter. Doesn't shoot from the outside very often and misses this 19-footer. Rebound Donovan. Donovan's just taken one shot in 7 minutes. Works to the left side of the floor. Brings two defenders with him. Trapped. Swings the pass back up top to Ingles. Rotates to Jerebko. Takes one dribble into a mid-range jumper and misses it. Jazz have taken just 3 of 13 shots from three and they're missing them. They're 5 of 13 to start. Jazz last in the league in offense in first quarters. Jared Jack with Rodney Hood's hand down. Throws up an air ball. Rebound comes to Rudy Gobert. Might have nicked iron, but that would be a generous call on my part.
I'll tell you what, it was just could be one of those ball games where the Knicks just might get tired.
Jerebko on a pick and roll with Donovan Mitchell. Pops out on the left side and hits the three.
So that means the Jazz are going to have to make shots. They make shots. They can really...
Well, I was watching Beasley works inside here. Fades back and scores. I always pull plays I like. I have a fun thing with Zach Guthrie, you know this, where we find plays we like, we watch, and I send them to Zach. Yeah. And I did one recently, and he sent me back and says, hey, if you could keep sending me plays with Michael Beasley defending, they're all going to look good. Yeah. I did. I didn't realize it, but I had sent him two plays as Donovan misses badly on the top of the key jump shot. I had sent him two plays recently that had Michael Beasley guarding. Yeah, they all look good that way. Tim Hardaway, right-hand runner, no good. Rebound to the Jazz. They trail at 18-14. Knicks will bring you back into the game if you need to. Here's Rod. Finds Gobert trailing. Rudy playing his first game back since re-injuring his knee in Boston. Holding it. Hands to Rodney. He drives by Kanter. A lot of contact. No whistle. Rudy grabs it out of the air, and he's fouled. Not sure why there wasn't a whistle there. Team profiles for a second while we have it. The Jazz will set the most picks of anyone in the NBA. Knicks are 23rd in the league at that.
Well, what the Knicks do, it's set a lot of rescreens. And you'll see that with Hardaway. Because he's probably a dual threat because he does penetrate and go to the basket along with shooting the three-point shot.
Gobert makes the first free throw. Jazz will run probably the fewest amount of post-ups as anyone in the league. The Knicks, on the other hand, with Kanter and Porzingis, will run a good deal of post-ups. Neither of these teams will play a good deal of isolation ball. The Jazz are actually 14th in the league, which seems higher than you would anticipate. Knicks are 27th. Rudy's first free throw was good. The second one, what shall we say, Ron?
It came up short.
Like, how short, Ron?
Like, air ball.
Yeah, that's what I was wondering whether we should mention or not. 18-15, substitution shouldn't... You shouldn't be able to substitute off an airballed free throw.
No.
Rudy just went out of the game. That's an illegal substitution. Favors back in. Joe Johnson in. So Favors and Joe Johnson are your big man combination right now. Courtney Lee working the top of the pick and roll. Jazz stayed to it. Now Ingles gets back to Lee. Flares it up top to Thomas. He drives to the basket high. Right hand floater up and in. Lance Thomas, who looks a little bit more like Kurt Thomas every day. Remember Kurt Thomas?
I do remember Kurt Thomas, yeah.
He played for the Knicks for a while out of New Mexico. 20-15 New York. Donovan, right hand drive, steps through the lane, and travel. Ed Malloy on the call. Knicks 20, Jazz 15. Timeout on the floor on the Jazz Radio Network.
Look out.
He's incredible.
Big T is entering the booth.
And now.
Get ready.
Thurl Bailey joins Lock and Boo on the Utah Jazz Radio Network.
Late start. Jazz trailing at 20-15. Knicks have hit 50% of their shots. Jazz have hit 38% of their shots. Thurl, what are you seeing so far?
I saw a gas Rudy Gobert.
Yeah.
Especially on that last free throw that the wind took.
You know, that's what Ron says about his drive all the time.
You can tell the wind takes them all when you don't hit it. The wind's fault.
That's right. Oh, but again, Rudy being back is an exciting thing. Not the kind of start I thought for the Jazz, but, I mean, they're keeping it close. If I'm correct, both these teams, about a poor defensive rating in the month of January. I think the Knicks were just the Jazz.
Ooh, look at you place. Dropping advanced stats on the...
So, you know, it'll be an interesting game because this defense hasn't been great, especially around the paint.
I knew I could infiltrate Boone's mind with the amount of hours I spend around him. He had no choice. I didn't know I'd get you too, Thurl. Neto with a steal from the rookie Milikina. Drives, reverse side lamps too hard. Corkscrewed it and missed it. Back the other way. Porzingis back in the game. Hands it off to Courtney Lee. Puts it on the deck. Drives in the lane. Lays it up and in. That is a part of Courtney Lee's game that he has added recently that did not exist in the last few years.
Because basically he was a jump shooter, wasn't he?
And he's still much better. He's 44% catch and shoot. One of the best in the league. Ntilikina is guarding Neto. He's been complimented, the rookie out of France, for his defense so far in his career. Passed by Ingles. Kicked away. One of the storylines, I think, for our end of the season, Thurl, is going to be any connection that Rudy Gobert and Donovan Mitchell can develop. What is that going to be? What is that going to take for the two of them who have played not a lot together, frankly, to learn how to play together?
Well, it obviously involves a great chemistry off of pick and roll. As Derek Favors travels, double dribbles in the lane.
No, let's rephrase that. Kristaps Porzingis' presence forces Derek Favors.
Well, we don't know that for sure.
Well, I'm pretty darn certain, actually, because I've seen Derek for every game of his NBA career other than the five in New Jersey where he sat on the bench.
Okay.
And he dunks that every time, and he does not that time. Instead, he tried to spin dribble in the lane and double dribble. That's what happens when the number one shot blocker in the league's hanging out. Beasley inside, blocked by Favors. Picked up by Ingles. Neto's out in front. Johnson's on the left side. Joe wearing gold Jumpman shoes. Bumps and backs with his white uniform on. Hooks it up and in.
And the simple answer to what you asked me is basically about chemistry and reps.
Yep.
You know, practice is one thing, but it's got to happen in the game.
Porzingis' super deep three comes ricocheting high off the handle out to the free throw line where Neto has it. Gives to Rodney, right side. Resets Neto. Drives the right hand into the lane. Off the glass and in. Powell Neto breaks the paint with more regularity than anybody else on this team. Agreed? Maybe Donovan. Lee driving. Misses. Loose ball rebound. Tapped by Neto. Picked up by Johnson. Then knocked away by Lee, who knocks Johnson down, and a foul called on Lee.
Joe found a little youth there.
What, diving on the ground?
Coming up with that 50-50 ball.
Yeah, or he got knocked over.
Or he got knocked over, yeah.
No, I mean before that, right before that.
Oh, okay. Well, that's good. You know what's so funny, actually? They do these stretches every day. Isaiah Wright and Jasper put them through these great stretches to get them ready every single day. Before. The guy who goes the deepest on every stretch and does every stretch correctly is Joe Johnson. His, all of his Bikram yoga in the morning every day simply makes it so he is still more flexible than any other guy. And I'll be honest, it's stunning at times how unflexible some of these pro athletes are. A lot of body to move. Ingles. Out to Favors outside the three-point line. Free throw line extended. Hands back to Ingles. He drives the baseline. Throws it back up top to Neto. He penetrates into the paint. Underhand scoop in the rim and scores.
Ooh. How nice was that one?
Howell Neto has really had a terrific year for the times in which he can fit on the floor. Ntilikina driving. Neto steps in front of him and takes a charge.
Yeah, you start Neto wasn't really square in front of him defensively, but when you start to use that left hand, that left elbow to shield off and start pushing away, I mean, that was his very good defense. Huh?
I just love his game. I mean, he doesn't have great games in the minutes that he plays. And sometimes he doesn't have a good game, but he never really hurts you.
And this is a good matchup for him tonight because the Knicks are the weakest point guard team in the league. Trey Burke checks in for the Knicks. Rodney Hood off the bounce. Three swish. Rodney Hood has improved his off the bounce three from poor to elite this year. And puts the Jazz on a 9-0 run. Trey Burke circling around. Falls out of bounds. Trey Burke has changed numbers. Wears 23. Got married. His son is 3 now. Talked to him for a little while before the game. He's got an orange headband on now.
Look like Allen Iverson out there.
He does. He looks like him. He doesn't
with
play
that
like
lazy
him.
Now. Sleeve on his elbow and the whole works. Huh?
I hope Trey's all right, man. 24-22. Rodney, guarded by Doug McDermott as Thomas is holding Ingles off the ball. Leon Wood with the call.
You know, you asked, I talked to Doug McDermott and Trey Burke before the ball game, and Doug says, I'm watching. I'm looking out for him. And Doug's a very good kid out of Creighton University. Incidentally, Creighton's pretty hot this year.
Yeah, well, Trey, in some articles recently, has been pretty open. He actually was even with me in a fairly long, extended interview before he left Salt Lake about the mistakes he made in his early years as Ingles misses the first free throw. And I hope he really, you know, words and actions are two different things. The words coming out of Trey's mouth have been right before, and the actions have not. Let's hope the words and the actions match. It would be really nice to see.
Agreed.
And unfortunately, I think Trey had a lot of undue pressure on him. I think that, you know, there was a lot more than just Trey Burke playing in the NBA for Trey at that point in time. I think he felt quite a burden of those around him that he was carrying as well, and I don't think that was a healthy thing for him.
Jazz almost went the entire quarter without a foul.
Jerry Sloan would not have liked that. He's in the crowd. Here's Trey. Tries to split a double team. Loses the ball. Kicks it back over to McDermott, who throws up a three at the horn. No good. So the quarter ends with the Jazz closing it out on a 10-0 run. After trailing 22-15, we started talking to Thurl. He's the good luck charm. Thurl's on a 10-0 run. Put it in the box score. Thurl's plus 10 tonight. Big T, we love you. Talk to you soon.
I'm out.
That is Thurl Bailey on the Jazz Radio Network.
Step back, left side, jumper, good.
First quarter recap brought to you by America First Credit Union. Get the finest in financial services from Utah's number one credit union. America First.
It's Kanter. Crowd's going to boo him still. So is the Turkish president. His shot blocked by Gobert. 4-1 Knicks. Rubio on the run. All the way to the window. Lays it up and in. Nobody stopped him. Kanter was trying to hold Gobert off. Ricky. With a right-hand dribble, hesitates, bullets a terrible pass, turns it over above the... Here comes Lee the other way, and he goes to the basket, and Donovan chases it down and blocks it. Chase down block for Donovan Mitchell. To the free throw line where Neto has it. Gives to Rodney, right side. Resets Neto, drives the right hand into the lane, off the glass and in. Howell Neto with a really good surge there for the Jazz off the bench. Continues his fabulous plus-minus play all year, and he's got 4 points. the sample size, Ron, is a little small, so we haven't talked about it a lot, but the plus-minus this year for Howell Neto, which seems strange, right? Like, why would Howell Neto's plus-minus be good? Is not good, it's incredible. You wonder a little bit if there's something unique to the way he plays that actually just matches this personnel.
Well, natural point guard, first of all. Then secondly, and I know we harp on this a lot, boy, you just don't lose a lot when he's on the floor, and he just does a lot of positive things.
Sets a pick here on Porzingis to clear Joe Johnson for a three that he misses. The Jazz, in limited minutes, right? Howell's only played 249 minutes. They're plus 16 per 100 possessions with him on the floor. And they're minus 3.2 when he's off. Now, hey, Royce O'Neal's got the same thing going on, actually. Royce O'Neal, in 344 minutes, is plus 17.
And that's the very reason that he's worked his way into the starting lineup.
Porzingis working to the middle. Joe Johnson knocks it away. Back up to Burke. Left side, McDermott. Into the post, Porzingis. Quick turnaround off the glass. No Rudy with a nice rebound. Jazz defensive rebounding has not been great without Rudy, and that was a good example. Here's Rodney stepping into an off-the-bounce three from straight away. Swirls out. Love that shot.
And Joe Johnson having to guard a 7'3" Porzingis.
Trey Burke working the right side. Started here as a rookie for the Jazz. Swings it out to Thomas. Long three from the left corner is good. Wide open.
That's twice that wing has been open.
Thomas is 13-25 on corner threes and pretty poor otherwise. So that's his shot. Ingles on a tight curl. Bounces to Rudy. Comes up the reverse side. Lays it up and in. On the bounce, Joe Ingles talked about that today at shoot-around. He heard it on the shoot-around report with Tony Parks and Jake Scott here on 1280 The Zone, 97.5. As he talked about, that next step for Rudy is being able to catch that off-the-bounce pass. Knicks get it inside. Kyle O'Quinn has it. Stares at Rudy Gobert and travels.
Yeah, you just talked about Porzingis causing Derek Favors to lose control of the ball. Rudy Gobert did the same thing to O'Quinn.
Rubio checks in for Neto, so Neto plays a impressive five-minute stretch for the Jazz, and in those 5 minutes, the Jazz were plus five. Here's Rodney, leads the Jazz in scoring tonight, works off a Gobert pick, now comes back to Joe Johnson. Hands it to Rubio. Rubio dribbles it off the foot of somebody. It goes into the backcourt. Picked up by Rod with 4 seconds. Across the half court with three. Drives with two. Stops and fades back. The left-hander is good. 29-25. Jazz by four. 10 minutes to play in the second quarter.
You see how hard he sold that drive to the basket?
See how he just got beat backdoor really badly right there?
So concerned about overplaying the wing and denying the wing. And
we're just trying to talk about such good stuff, and then they got interrupted by that. Thomas and Gobert really banging around on picks right now. As Rubio comes to the left side of the floor for a pull-up jump shot, it's no good. Rebound to Trey Burke. Trey comes to the front court, accelerates into the body of Rubio, and a blocking foul on Rubio. Trey really looks small out there. Trey was small out of the University of Michigan, Big Ten Player of the Year. But I don't remember him looking as small as he does tonight. Maybe I think that was a concern, frankly, his whole career. But
well, this is only his second game on the floor.
Played 70 games, starting 68 of them as a rookie for Utah, averaging 13 points, 3 rebounds, and 6 assists. Here's Trey for a mid-range jumper, left side, it's good. Trey shot 38% his first year in Utah, 37% his second. Got it up to 41% his last year before leaving Utah. Donovan, right side, he's been quiet so far. And Thomas reaches in and fouls him. Tied at 29, Donovan's played 9 minutes, has not scored. I still think I have the feeling, Ron, that Donovan is self-conscious about being a rookie and trying not to act like he's the show. And so on nights like this, on ESPN, with everything else, I feel like he comes out really trying to pass. There's another foul in the Knicks off the ball. Do you see this at all or not?
I do, and I keep going back to what Quinn Snyder has said, that And you understand what I'm saying. He says he thinks that Donovan is taking the approach that is not all about him. So he's trying to be humble, first of all, and not not be the show.
And he's been a much more prominent scorer in the second half of the first. Here he gives a nice pass to O'Neal for a wide-open jumper. No good. Jazz are just 12 of 27 shooting, and we're tied at 29. Courtney Lee played in Orlando to open his career with Dwight Howard, who's the perfect match for him, inside of Porzingis, and Joe Johnson reaches in and fouls.
Well, Joe's not going to let Porzingis back him in. If Porzingis continues to try to post Joe Johnson up at the mid-post area there, he's not going to be able to get down to the paint. Joe's just as strong and not going to let him get there. Downside of that, he still can shoot over the top of Joe Johnson.
He can shoot over everyone, though.
Yeah. That's two fouls on Joe.
29 all. Ron, there's a really interesting score going on right now in the NBA. Maybe we'll keep an eye on it here. With 2 minutes and 40 seconds left in Denver, Phoenix leads the Nuggets 105-97. Remember the schedule we had in December?
Yes.
Denver has it in March. This month was supposed to be their easy run, and they are floundering right now. And they are down 8 to the 16-29 Phoenix Suns, who are actually playing much better. But Mike Malone is going to have a hard time explaining that one. Donovan drives. Beautiful pass. Right corner. Joe Johnson for 3. Donovan Mitchell with a backhanded bullet to the right corner. Ron, guys can't throw that pass.
Rudy
Kristaps Porzingis ball fakes Rudy. He goes for it, ends up crumpling to the ground, and Porzingis dunks with the right hand.
He closed out on the left side of Porzingis. You got to close out on that right side.
We're tied at 32. O'Neal hands to Mitchell. Drives with the left hand. Jump stops in the lane. Same pass again, but this time he travels. Ed Malloy, it's as though Ed Malloy, the official, has watched film of Donovan's crab dribble through the lane and has came tonight to call it a travel.
That's twice tonight that he's made that call.
And it might be a travel. This might be a little adjustment time for the rookies where the officials adjust to the rookie as well.
Well, the only thing I have to say about that is that, you know, if the officials are going to pick on one guy, you got to pick on everyone.
Yeah, I agree. But Ed Malloy is big. He's important, man. Porzingis, pull-up jumper at the dotted line, squirrels out. Rebound, Gobert. Boy, Porzingis is really one every time he shoots, you think it's going in, don't you? Here's O'Neal, coast-to-coast to the rack, draws the foul. That's what Royce does really, really well.
Yeah.
Mom O'Neal in the crowd tonight. She was so happy she came in early. Royce driving his Mercedes, brought Mom into the back door. She popped out of the car. They walked in together. Royce is the first because he's the rookie. He's the first workout. And here was Royce working out. Who's there? Mom was in the front row of the crowd watching him work out of the NBA floor.
Got to be exciting. Got to be very, very exciting.
O'Neal makes the free throw. It's 33-32 Utah.
Now that he's getting playing time for sure.
A lot of people here. Donovan's parents are here tonight because Donovan was honored before the game for his rookie of the month. And Donovan is flawless. Mom's sitting there taking pictures, and they're all about to take pictures of him, and he brings Mom and says, no, you're in the picture too. 34-32. Kyle O'Quinn finds wide open to the basket. Doug McDermott, he rushes the shot, misses, rebounds tipped around out of bounds off the Jets.
Jump shooters like McDermott, J.J. Redick, Steph Curry, you got to pay attention to these guys, though. They just always moving. They run you off screens. They'll bump you just enough to throw you off so they can free themselves. And this is what McDermott just did to Royce O'Neal. Fortunately enough, he missed the layup.
34-32. Left wing, Courtney Lee, catch and shoot. He missed it. He is a dangerous catch and shoot guy. Rebound, Gobert, outlet to Mitchell. Jazz into the offense early. Donovan splits the double team, finds Gobert. One dribble, big step through the lane. Finger roll layup. Rudy Gobert has got 8 points and 7 rebounds. Third assist of the night for Donovan Mitchell. 36-32, Utah by 4. Knicks come into this game at 20-25 on the year. The Jazz 18-26. Right baseline, Michael Beasley no good. Another rebound for Gobert. Outlet to Rubio. Gets an early pick from Jarebko. Penetrates the whole lane. Curls around. Finds Rudy through the lane. Reverse layup up and in. Oh, fancy dancy Rudy Gobert. 9-2 run plus the foul. He bought it. He'll get one free.
Whoa.
Jazz will take a timeout. Jeff Hornacek was about to. Quinn takes it instead. Timeout on the floor. Jazz 38, Knicks 32. Rudy Gobert, 10 points and 8 rebounds, doing damage on the Jazz Radio Network.
NBA Day in History. Do you remember when?
The year was 2000. Basketball icon Michael Jordan made a return to the NBA, this time as a part owner and president of basketball operations for the Washington Wizards.
There's nothing going to compare to me actually being in uniform. I have to live through that competitive nature of trying to put a basketball team on that court that's going to be a winner for me.
That stint in the front office wouldn't last long. In fact, less than 2 years would pass, but he came out of retirement for the second time in his career to join the Wizards as a 38-year-old player.
Jordan in control with 8 seconds to shoot. Pulls up.
Jordan is now the owner of the Charlotte Hornets. That is your NBA Day in History. By the way, let me go back to Denver for a second. Ron, Denver beat us on January 5th to go 21-17. They're about to lose to Phoenix to go to 23-23. Okay, you can go on losing streaks. It's not that big a deal. Gobert, but here are who they've lost to in this stretch. Sacramento, Atlanta, the Clippers, and the Suns. Like, those are games Denver's supposed to win. Worth keeping an eye on. Here, Michael Beasley driving. Runs into Gobert, passes it off, and the ball goes out of bounds. Well, you can feel Rudy Gobert is back for the Jazz because we have seen more passes in the paint by opponents. I literally had forgotten about this phenomenon, Ron. Forced passes in the paint to become turnovers or knocked out of bounds plays. And now they're playing with 4 seconds on the shot clock. Inbound to Beasley. Sidesteps the defense to the lane and lays it up and in. Really bad defense there by Utah with 4 seconds on the shot clock.
You know, you're asked all the time, what's Rudy mean? He means defense, protecting the rim. And what it really means is, okay, now the defense is geared to, on the perimeter, to be a lot different.
Donovan drives, hands it off to Gobert, and Rudy's fouled. The two of them trying to develop a pick-and-roll combination that they didn't have before Rudy got hurt. You know, it's worth noting, as Gobert will take two more free throws, he has 10 of points and 8 assists tonight. It's worth noting, Ron, that when Rudy got hurt the first time, Rudy just airballed another free throw. He's 2 of 6 at the line. He did practice free throws, just not this tired.
Yeah, it's a big difference when you're a little winded, you're a little tired, shooting free throws. That's the reason you always shoot free throws a lot of times after a hard scrimmage or something. And he's trying to make it a soft shot there as well.
He swishes the next one. When 39-34 Utah, Jared Jack pick and roll, gives up to Kanter, spins, sees Gobert, shot blocked. Here comes O'Neal. Scott Donovan on the other side. He'll drive to the rack. He'll miss it. Donovan will tip it up and in. Rookie connection. They share rides. They share meals. They play video games, and they combine on a fast break and with an offensive rebound. Courtney Lee top to Beasley. Right side. Hardaway. Back over to Beasley. Bypasses an open look. Gives it to Lee. He swings to Jared Jack. Bypasses a three. Penetrates to a floater. And hits. That was good offense.
Jared Jack was out of the league, wasn't he?
Tore his ACL, got cut, and then went a year out.
Wow.
Donovan, 2 points, 3 rebounds, 3 assists. Been quiet. Offensive foul on Rudy. I don't think these are related. This next comment, I think it has much more to do with Donovan's development. It's worth noting that when Rudy went down his first injury against Miami, remember, he only played 5 games in between. At that time, Donovan was a 35% shooter and 32% from three. Remember, he was still in the midst of really trying to figure the league out. And since then, Donovan's become a very different player. Hardaway, pull-up jumper, floater, high archer up and in. And it's 41-38. Knicks are pretty good offensively. They're not just going to go away. They don't struggle to score. Here's Donovan through the lane at Kanter. Pushes it out to the corner to Rubio for three. It's good. Donovan Mitchell has 4 assists in the first half. Ricky Rubio with another 3 for the Jazz. They're 4 of 9 tonight. Jared Jack sweeps it inside to Kanter. Guarded by Jerebko, so he turns to the middle and he misses. Rudy's on the bench. Favors back in the game. See how the game changes. Jazz up by 6. Udo has not played in the first half. Rubio just dribbled it out of bounds, but it goes off the official and stays in play. So Rubio maintains the dribble with it, works into the lane, and draws the foul. Jared Jack says the official, you couldn't have moved a little?
You know, it's...
He just lost the dribble out of bounds. It went right off the chest of the official. He then just continued his dribble. Ooh, 30-point bell. First free throw from Rubio. He's very good at the line. It's good. Let's find out who rang that 30-point bell tonight.
Gets a high pick from Tyson Chandler. Ooh, crossover move, beat Jokic. Layup is up and in. Booker slowly starting to take over this game. He's got 30 in the ball game on 11 of 19 shooting.
And Devin Booker finishes with 30. That's brought to you by Larry H. Miller, Lexus of Murray, and Lexus and Linden, inviting you to test drive a luxurious Lexus automobile today. And the Nuggets lost at home tonight to the Phoenix Suns. And the Nuggets are 23-23. Do they make the playoffs, Ron?
Why? They're in the playoffs now. I'd have to say yes.
Are they in the playoffs? The Clippers aren't ahead of them?
That's right. The Clippers are one. Oh, another steal.
Another steal. Here comes Rubio. No look pass. Donovan Mitchell. He missed the dunk. Donovan missed the dunk. Ingles gets the rebound. Tries to pass a no-looker. It's knocked away. Ingles gets it back. Flares to Johnson. Back to Donovan. Oh, Donovan wanted to do dunk contest stuff, and he missed it.
He didn't hardly get to the rim. You know, sometimes he just...
Here's Donovan, steps into a rhythm three, no good. Rebound, Cantor. Donovan's 1-for-5 tonight. 46-38. Jared Jack, high pick and roll. Swings to the corner to Hardaway. Comes on a right-hand baseline floater, no good. Offensive rebound tapped by Cantor, but controlled by Favors. Jazz have not allowed Cantor to have an impact on the offensive rebounds. Rubio, in and out right-hand dribble. Tough bounce pass to Favors. Catches, rises, dunks. Rock you like Hurricane. 7-0 run. Jazz by 10. 48-38. 3:30 to play in the second timeout. Jeff Hornacek on the Jazz Radio Network.
What's the Twitterverse saying?
Twitter!
Check it in on the tweets.
Twitter!
On the Utah Jazz Radio Network.
Twitterverse, what are you saying tonight? Checking in on the Jazz end of things. I'm sure there's a lot of Donovan missing dunk stuff elsewhere.
We've all been there, David.
Tony Jones says there's a guy in the crowd that has a Donovan Mitchell tattoo on his forearm.
Yes, it is. I just saw him on the big screen.
He's hoping that the guy's name is Mitchell. It's not a Donovan Mitchell. It just says Mitchell.
It's huge. It comes.
It says Mitchell. Let's hope his guy's name is Mitchell. Gobert's played 14 minutes already tonight. Probably enough for the first half. Don't know if he'll play much more. Jazz big men are having a good night tonight. Andy Larson has found Blake Griffin's dunk in the 2011 dunk contest that he missed, which looks exactly like Donovan Mitchell's missed dunk.
Blake?
You know, you're allowed to miss him every now and then.
Yeah, absolutely. Dribble handoff by the Knicks.
They don't run a lot of them. They throw about the same amount of passes as the Jazz, but they don't do it in the same manner. As Ron Baker comes in, finds a penetrating Jared Jack who floats it up and in. So what's interesting about these two teams, Ron, is their pass numbers per game are almost the exact same, but their style, none of it's the same. The Jazz run handoffs and pin downs, and here's a handoff from Favors to Mitchell, and pick and rolls, and they don't run those as much. Driving to the basket is Hood. Fends off on Baker. Misses. Goes back up and finishes. Jazz lead this by 10, 50-40.
You see that what happened there with Rodney Hood?
He threw Ron Baker out of the way so he could get his own rebound?
Well, it was the go and catch. I mean, he's already two steps ahead of the defender.
Baker misses a three. Cantor tries to get the rebound. Jazz defending that beautifully.
Uh-oh.
Here's Joe Johnson. He's got Tim Hardaway Jr. He might have played against his dad. Flips out to Rodney. Angle right three. No, I don't think Joe Johnson and Tim Hardaway played against each other. But maybe. Maybe in Miami when Joe was a rookie in Boston. 50-40. Jazz by 10. Jared Jack, left-hand dribble. Bounce pass to Porzingis. He slides in and gets the layup.
Well, Joe has to do a better job of helping, I think, Joe Johnson out there. Joe slowed the penetrator up, but Joe has to catch up, so Joe Ingles has to catch up so Joe Johnson can get in front.
Ennis Kanter just went under on a pick and roll. They ran a 4-5 pick and roll with Porzingis and Kanter defending, leaving Joe Johnson wide open at the right elbow, and he hit it. 52-42 Jazz. Here's Hardaway, left side, rolling off Porzingis pick to the basket. Too hard. Rebound tapped up and in. Ennis Kanter's offensive rebounding finally makes an impact.
Well, he's averaging just under four a game, right? About three something a game. So he's definitely an offensive rebounder.
Donovan, beautiful dribble on Baker. Quicks it to the corner to Ingles. He penetrates, hangs in the air, finds Donovan back in the left corner for a high arcing three, no good. Donovan's shot is not right tonight. 1-for-6, as we've mentioned a few times. He's not shooting the three as well recently, but otherwise he has been brilliant. Here's Jared Jack, left-hand dribble to the lane, floats it, no. Kanter offensive rebound, blocked on the way back up by Hood. Picked up by Joe Johnson with his bright yellow shoes, goes between the back, looks, throws to a cutting Rodney Hood, but miscommunicates, throws it behind Hood, incomplete.
Well, he's thinking he's going to spot up for the three-point
shot.
Yeah,
sure is.
Throwing through the three, and then Rodney Hood decided he was going to go to the basket. That's why a lot of times that pass is not automatic. You turn and look and see what you have.
52-44, Jazz by 8. Porzingis goes down the left block. Jazz doubling. Flares it back out to Hardaway. He fires the three and hits. And it's a 5-point game, 52-47. Donovan to the front court, goes all the way to the basket, floats it behind to Favors. It's knocked away. It's a turnover. Fast break the other way. Jared Jack finds Baker. Big step through the lane. Blocking foul on Rodney. I don't even know if there was contact. I think Rodney fell down hoping to take a charge. And they called him. I think Rodney flopped. Well, there was a little contact, but not much. And Rodney gets called for the foul. Rodney's going to have to learn how to go down better.
We're
going to have classes on that.
Well, from our angle, it didn't look like there was much movement. So maybe he did lean to his right just a little bit.
Baker,
I don't know much about Baker. What do you know about him?
Wichita State kid. Very good NCAA tournament. I think undrafted or second-round draft pick by the Knicks. Got a nice, surprising contract in the offseason this year. Mm-hmm. How's that?
Very good.
Grew up in Scott City, Kansas.
Scott City, Kansas.
Don't know where that is. Career below 40% shooter and below 30 from three. Really got a very generous contract this last year. It's really the story of Ron Baker. Might have been Phil Jackson's last contract. It wasn't a good one. Rodney on a dribble handoff from Donovan. Rise, fire, and hits the three. Hood is good for three. It's 55-49 Utah.
Boy, he read the defense perfectly. They went underneath. He puts on the brakes. Gets that shot off very quickly.
Like, Ron, how much would you pay Ron Baker? If you were to sign him to a two-year deal, what would you give Ron Baker?
What I'm saying, the minimum. You know?
You mean like maybe you'd give him like Westchester Knicks money? Half comes to an end.
14 minutes a game? No.
I give him Westchester two-way contract?
I like that better.
You like that better? Because the Knicks gave him a two-year $9 million deal.
Wow.
55-49, Jazz by 6 as the half winds to an end there on the Jazz Radio Network.
Rock the Casbah!
First half recap on the Utah Jazz Radio Network.
Ricky with a right-hand dribble, hesitates, pulls a terrible pass, turns it over above the... Here comes Lee the other way, and he goes to the basket, and Donovan chases it down and blocks it. Chase down block for Donovan Mitchell. Ingles on a tight curl, bounces to Rudy, comes up the reverse side, lays it up and in. Hands it to Rubio. Rubio dribbles it off the foot of somebody. It goes into the backcourt. Picked up by Rod with 4 seconds. Across the half court with 3. Drives with 2. Stops and fades back. The left-hander is good. Drives. Beautiful pass. Right corner. Joe Johnson for 3. Donovan Mitchell with a backhanded bullet to the right corner. Well, that's your first half recap brought to you by America First. Get the finest financial services from America First. Visit AmericaFirst.com. We're joined by former Jazz man Quincy Lewis, who's in town right now. We've been fortunate enough to bump into Quincy a little bit over the years with TV work in Minnesota and some other NBA thing, still tied with his Gophers closely.
That's right, that's right.
So, Quincy, how are you?
I'm doing well.
Good.
I'm doing really well.
Jazz lead it 55-49 as we open the second half. Gobert, Mitchell, Hood favors on the floor. Donovan driving, underhand scoop, no good. He falls hard, grabbing his left arm as he went down. Sprinting back the other way, 5-on-4 for the Knicks. Courtney Lee gets in the lane and scores. How's your stay been out here?
Oh, it's been awesome.
Tell me some of the events. I know you were with some kids today. What are some of the other things?
So we did NBA Fit. Before that, I got a chance to see my daughter's scrimmage. A little soccer. Then after that, just been a little TV, a little radio. Got the chance to see and sign some autographs. Got the chance to see the arena. It's been good.
How do you like the new arena?
Hey, it's beautiful. It's
different, really isn't
beautiful.
It?
Yeah, I mean, all the technology, all the bells and whistles. I mean, this TV screen right here, I mean, how can you not like to have that? What is that got to be like 110 million
speakers?
It's beautiful.
Sometimes I even watch the game. 55-51.
Put that in your man cave, baby.
Oh, you know what? Not to get on a big tangent. You know, this is 85 that I've been eyeing for my.
There you go.
Yeah.
Looks small now. Rodney misses a corner three. Fast break the other way. Courtney Lee hits. 55-54. Jazz lead is down to one. They led this game by as many as 10. Donovan took a fall and has been kind of going at his shoulder a few times since. Let's keep an eye on it. Favors. Top to Gobert. Hands off to Donovan. Donovan's 1-for-7 tonight. Back to Rod. Rod led the Jazz in scoring with 14 in the first half. There's a pass to the top. Courtney Lee jumps the passing lanes off the fingertip of Mitchell out of bounds. Donovan, 5 assists in the first half, the most he's ever had in a half in his career. He's about as quiet as he's ever been offensively as well.
Jazz struggling again in the third period.
Third period this year for the Jazz. They rank 26th in the NBA. The Knicks rank 25th, however, so shouldn't be a problem. But right out of the chute, the Knicks have taken a 56-55 lead on a 14-3 run if you date it back to the third quarter.
And a 7-0 run.
Donovan catch and shoot right side, rattles deep in the cup, comes out. Gobert follows it through traffic and a foul and finishes, and he'll go to the free throw line. So are you still doing any TV for Fox Sports whatever?
Fox Sports North, yeah, I'm still there.
North, what is it, North?
Fox Sports North.
North?
Yeah.
And so the Timberwolves are
they're rolling right now.
Haven't they?
They're rolling right now, yeah. They're playing well. But, you know, they do some of the things that the Jazz do. They get on these great runs, and then all of a sudden they just revert back to, like, what are you doing? You know, so, but they've been doing well. I hope they can keep it going. I hope the Jazz can get on a little bit of a stretch and get going. We'd love to see them push the Wolves and get into the playoff run.
Hardaway off a high pick and roll, rises for a deep three, hits, and the Knicks go back up 59-58. Gobert has 14 points and 9 rebounds in his return. Rubio turns the left corner with a left hand, drives to the basket, and finishes with a right hand layup.
He must know Quincy's here, huh?
You know what? I love the way Ricky plays. When he's making his layups, he's really good.
Such an interesting problem for him, though. I mean, he's been one of the, I mean, the numbers are below 50% for a lot of his career, and it's been interesting to watch it day in and day out, because when he suddenly doesn't make his layups, it precludes him from doing so many things he does well.
Well, here's the thing that you can look for when you're watching Rubio. He goes as his legs go. When he's tired and he's noticeably tired, everything becomes flat. He becomes closer to the floor. He doesn't elevate. His spot becomes flat. Days when he has 2 or 3 days rest is normally when he plays best.
That's interesting.
Good note. That's what Donovan, left baseline drive. Hands off to Rodney. He's double teamed. Floats it back to Donovan, who doesn't quite catch it. Has to go back to get it. 5 on the clock. Says clear out. He'll take it behind the timeline. 3 and switch it. See if that gets him going. First three of the night. He's got 5 points, 5 assists. That was deep. You took that shot under Jerry. He would have thought that was cool, right?
Oh, he would have called a timeout.
He would have called you a lot of things other than timeout.
Yeah, I saw him underneath. He said, you look a little bit bigger. I don't know if I can take you now. Always a competitor, yeah.
Hornacek saw him tonight, and Jeff said, they're talking, and Jeff says, hey, if you see me yelling at my players, just know I'm using some of your old lines.
Oh, that's awesome. That's awesome.
63-62, Jazz by one. into the block for Porzingis. 7-3. Puts it on the deck. Fades back to the baseline. Tough look. Misses. Rebound to Rubio. Ricky with the hair bouncing behind the ears. Comes off to the left side. Swirls back to the right off a Gobert pick. Terminates. Flips it out to Jarebko. Left corner. Three's no good. Rebound grab by Kanter. Knicks in their blue uniforms with orange number, white lettering. Rodney Hood wrapping around the outside of Tim Hardaway, fouls him. Hardaway's got 15 tonight.
Well, he had a great night the first time these two teams met in New York. He's a flat out much better shooter than his father, don't you think?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, but his dad was one of the great layup makers of all time. Oh, yeah. We'll talk about
he can get to the basket like no other.
And with the touch rules now, I don't know what he might be able to do. Jared Jack, free throw line, stop and pop, hits it, and timeout Quinn Snyder. 64-63, Knicks, 3:15 left. Quincy will hopefully stay with us for another segment. We'll come back with more on the Jazz Radio Network.
Back to the hottest.
Who's hot tonight? It's your Utah Jazz Player Spotlight.
Jazz into the offense early. Donovan splits the double team, finds Gobert, one dribble, big step through the lane, finger roll layup. Rudy Gobert has got 8 points and seven rebounds, third assist of the night for Donovan Mitchell. Outlet to Rubio, gets an early pick from Jarebko, penetrates the whole lane, curls around, finds Rudy through the lane, reverse layup, up and in. Oh, fancy dancy Rudy Gobert. 9-2 run plus the foul. He bought it, he'll get one free. Listen to Ron Boone in the background doing oohs and ahs.
Well, you know, you don't see something like that from a 7-foot-1 player unless it's Rudy. He's the only one I've seen do it. Fancy.
Fancy Nancy.
Fancy.
That is your FanDuel Player Spotlight, brought to you by FanDuel, daily leader in fantasy sports. All right, 64-63. Knicks have hit 6 of 8 this quarter and 2 of 2 from 3, so their effective field goal percentage is 100%. Here's Rodney, left elbow, floater up and in. Actually, not a floater. It's a jump shot. His body's just floating. His body gets on a tilt. Kind of looks like an airplane. Pass into Kanter. Now, this is where they want to deny to Porzingis. Instead, they run a handoff to Lee. He floats a right-hander over Gobert and in.
Well,
Knicks
Courtney
are shooting
Lee
the ball quite well tonight.
And really turns that corner off that pick and roll. I mean, he's going hard as though he wants to get to the basket.
Foul
that all happens when you run good routes, without a doubt.
You know, Quincy will relate to this. Courtney Lee, players like Courtney Lee who came to the league, he was a one-skill guy, right? He was a catch-and-shoot guy in Orlando off Dwight Howard. He's now got so much more to him. I remember once somebody was interviewing McHale, and it was actually a question about Favors' improvement. He goes, if you don't improve, you go home. It's so true in this
it
league.
It really is.
Quincy Lewis with us, spent 3 years with the Jazz.
Favors is another one of my favorites that I just want a little bit more from him.
Yeah, he matches, that's fair. We were talking about Andrew Wiggins during the break, by the way, so that was the other that he's talking about. As I was talking about Andrew Wiggins, as the Jazz miss a handoff on the other side, goes out of bounds, as well, players you watched, you're like, okay, there's more there.
That wasn't necessarily a miss a handoff. They just blew that play up, because what players are doing now, they're trying to stick their hand in there when players are trying to dribble handoff. They get their hand between the screener and the man, and they're deflecting the basketball.
Kanter gives the Knicks a three-point lead, 68-65. Jazz third quarters, 29th in the league defensively. Here Rubio drives up the left side, swings around to the right, and misses the layup, and he's fouled. Goes hard into the basketball standard.
Well, you see, he drives very hard. He's on the left side, so he tries to come underneath on the right side, and he takes it right underneath the arm there for Porzingis. I'm surprised he tried that shot.
That's a fresh Rubio. That right there, that move he'll make when he's got some legs. When he doesn't, that's when he gets in there, kind of want to pump fake or maybe over dribble a little bit. But, you know, I love the new Rubio, but sometimes I just scream at the TV saying, just slow down a little bit. Just tries to do too much sometimes.
You know, it's interesting. We've been a little bit surprised on some of the turnovers and that the amount of times he commits a kind of what you're talking about, going too fast and a bad turnover, right? And above the break or above the free throw line turnover that causes another handoff to Lee. Same play as a moment ago. He floats the right-hander up. He doesn't score it, but he's fouled by Mitchell. So Jeff Hornacek, who's known for this, by the way, as a coach in the league, Well, who just milked the same play over and over and over. When he had Phoenix, he used to have the Morris twins. He just posts them. He had a mismatch time and time and time again. He's got what he's running right now.
I just wonder how long the Jazz are going to continue to let him come over that screen on the pick and roll and not forcing baseline. Mix it up.
Courtney Lee, a good free throw shooter, makes the first. Nixon taking a 69-66 lead. One note for you out in the snowstorm. If you are heading toward Big Cottonwood Canyon, we just got a report there's a rollover crash at the S-curve. No injuries, but traffic needed to be stopped in order for the tow truck. So there's no traffic heading up Big Cottonwood Canyon right now. If someone's heading in that direction, listening to Jazz game, so that we give you that service note. Courtney Lee's next free throw.
Everyone is excited for snow, right?
I am, let me tell you.
Going up there tomorrow?
I will be there at 8 o'clock waiting for an hour for the lifts to open. 70-60, Jazz down. Courtney Lee's got 11 in the quarter. Rubio driving, throws to the corner, tapped out of bounds by Lee. It was nice of Rubio to give us an example of exactly what we were talking about just about right there.
Well, you know, that's the play where when he's with shooters that understand and move for him a little bit, that's when he becomes so much more dangerous. Because his passing ability, he sees everything. It's just a matter of getting on the same page with him.
Rubio, excuse me, Gobert fakes a handoff, now gives it to Mitchell. Donovan puts it on the deck. Courtney Lee takes it away. Turnover, just Bogarts and a little round ball robbery right there. Knicks by four. Przingis at the top. Jarebko knocks away.
Wow.
And Przingis throws an elbow into Jarebko for the foul.
Can we get Ingles to shoot more?
Probably not. We've tried.
Golly. He frustrates me. You know, just shoot it. You don't have to make it every time. Just because sometimes I feel like his reluctance to shoot puts so much pressure, and it creates more and more turnovers when they have to make that extra pass and extra pass when he turns it down.
Rubio drives. Nice pass to Gobert. Rudy going up in traffic, loses it out of bounds. They rule it off of the Knicks to start. Now they're huddling up, and they will rule it to the off the Jazz. Rudy, you wanted a foul call. Rudy caught it and got hammered. I mean,
got hammered.
Absolutely hammered.
But was the arms verticality was definitely there. His arms are straight up in the air outside of the restricted area. I think it was a good call.
Really?
Yes.
All right. Jazz huddling up as a technical foul was called on the Jazz. Don't know, delay of game. It's interesting to see that huddle right there, by the way. That's the just kind of on a note. One of the first huddles I've seen since Tabo went out. That was Cephalosha's role. He was the one who kind of talked to people, very consciously brought people together, actually talked to them about it. He's like, you know what? I said, where did that come from? He said, you know what? I was watching one of the games where I wasn't playing, and I noticed we never got together at all during the whole game. Don't know if there's a value to that or not, but Courtney Lee at the top. Penetrates, got 11 in the quarter, puts up that same right-hand floater. This time it's short. Rebound in the corner, Ron Baker runs it down, ends up in some guy's lap. Looks like he should be sitting with them. He goes out of bounds.
This is the deal right now. With that pick and roll being set so high on the floor, you notice once he was able to separate himself from the pick, the options that he had once he got close to the free throw line.
Ingles passes into Favors in the block. Rolls to the middle on Canner, fades back, misses. Favors, 2 points, three rebounds tonight in 17 minutes. 71-66 Knicks. They lead it by five. 5:37 left here in the third. Przingis at the left elbow. Fading back over Jarebko, no good. He averages one assist a game with a usage rate over 30. Think about that for a second. Rubio driving, scooping, scoring. Ricky Rubio showing up because Quincy Lewis is in the house. Maybe or maybe not true, but we'll go with it. Courtney Lee bounced past the Canner. Free throw line shot short. Rebound tapped around. Ingles has it. Jazz down by three. 5 minutes left in the third. Joe works on the right side. Pocket pass to Favors to the cup. He scored it. Wow. Derek Favors with a much more difficult shot than I made it sound like. He got pushed. He got spun. And he kissed it off the window and in. Well, Quincy, great to see you. Glad to have you back in town. Well,
thank you.
Hope it was good
me.
To see your daughter.
Oh, yeah.
How was the game?
Game's great. Maybe Favors can get it going. I, You remember the last game, I think it was two games ago in Minnesota, when he took it over?
Yeah.
I mean, he has the ability. I like the kid, and I really want him to, well, I hope so.
I was going to ask you about your daughter, though. She plays for Brighton.
Yes, she's a Bengal, so I don't know. That's a new Brighton.
Yeah.
We'll see if she loves it or not.
Yeah.
She's at that age now where she wants to play in college. When I call her and text her, like, hey, are you working out? We'll see if she says yes or not.
That's what it's all about now.
Nothing you can do about it. Thanks a lot, my man. Appreciate
check,
it.
Check.
We'll come back. Thurl Bailey, we'll come back on the Jazz Radio Network.
Look out.
He's incredible.
Big T is entering the booth.
And now,
get ready.
Thurl Bailey joins Lock and Boo on the Utah Jazz Radio Network.
71-70. Knicks leading the Jazz by one. Thurl Bailey joins us now. Stat check on this game, by the way. It's really exactly kind of what you would have thought. Both teams' offenses are right around 105, which is the league average. A little below what maybe you would have thought, considering neither of these teams are great defensively. But the Jazz with Gobert are better. Thurl Bailey joining us now. Ron Baker right side steps out of bounds. You know, a minute ago, Ron Baker was in the crowd, sitting next to all the guys in the crowd. I thought he was going to stay. For a brief minute. He kind of looks like the Jazz guys that threat. No, I'm just kidding.
He looks like something you'd see in a little skit in the movies or something.
Rubio, beautiful pass. Ingles, left corner, three. Perfect. Ricky Rubio's having a really nice quarter.
David, we haven't given away $50 to the Huntsman Cancer Institute tonight, courtesy of Mounted America. Learn more about Mounted America's community involvement at MACU.com.
Here's Courtney Lee, who's been a thorn in the side of the Jazz with 11 points in the quarter as Jurebko and Porzingis go down on the far side in a foul. Thurl, what's your thoughts on Kristaps Porzingis?
He's a very, very unique player. I mean, obviously, that's why they call him the unique corn. But he, you know, for a guy who's 7'3", to be able to do what he does, like he's a wing player, like he's a guard in a sense. You know, and we all remember when he was drafted what the response was from the Knicks crowd.
Yeah.
But, you know, since then, man, he's proven himself that he's an up-and-coming star in this league.
He's 22. Do you think he'll be a superstar?
Yeah, it depends on what's around him. You know, I think that really is the key now. You know, I'm sure you know all this, but they talked about how much similarities he has with Melo. The fact that he needs the ball and he shoots the ball a lot. They rely on him to do that a lot. So I think he's a superstar in this league if they get the right pieces around him.
Connor Varney's our stats guy tonight. As Donovan Mitchell penetrates in the lane, puts up a right-hand floater. It's no good. Tip followed by Favors. No. Rebound Knicks. He was telling me with 4 minutes left here, we're tied at 73 in the third. So Porzingis is shooting the ball, using possession 30% of the time of the possessions when he's on the floor as he shoots here left side and scores. He's averaging one assist a game. This has only been done by Jermaine O'Neal, John Drew, and Quentin Daly in the history of the game. A player shot this much with these few assists.
Yeah.
Ingles left side to Rubio, feeling it, fires the three, it's no good. Favors with a great rebound, holding the defender in one arm, took his right arm out and snaked it. Now he's in the post, has it on O'Quinn. Hands back to Rubio for a mid-range jumper, still no good.
Big T, let me ask you to bring something up. He has good handles. We're talking about Porzingis. He can dribble the basketball. Look how hard he works down there on the block trying to draw the foul. Didn't happen. But behind his back, and just think back when Ralph Sampson was playing that way or trying to play that way, and everyone thought, boy, he wants to be a guard. No one would ever play that way.
Joe Johnson weaves in the lane, misses, and Derek Favors is bigger and stronger than everybody out there and dunks it. 9-2 run by the Jazz to tie it at 75. And a whistle off the ball.
Your point, Booner. And Ralph, I don't think Ralph overall was as talented as Porzingis is now, especially with stretching the floor out. I mean, he had a decent jump shot, but He was still a beast for that time, though. I mean, but his size.
It wasn't that he was that good. It was just what he was trying to do at that height.
Yeah.
You know, and now, you know, you see guys like that with regularity.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Free throw by Lee. It's good. He's made 51 straight. Rodney Hood checks in. Neto checks in. Powell Neto, the Jazz plus-minus master. In the first half tonight, Neto was plus 7. The numbers this year are just incredible when he's on the floor. 76-75 Knicks. Courtney Lee's next free throw. It's good. Courtney Lee has 13 points in the quarter, 18 in the game. Here's Neto. Bandages on each knee, a body that's like that old game operator or whatever it was. Down low, favors on a pick and roll with Ingles, and a foul on the Knicks. He was the best pick and roll combination on the Utah Jazz this year. Is Derek Favors and Joe Ingles.
Well, Joe knows how to get into basketball at the right time.
I asked Joe about that today.
What did he say?
He said he always catches that pocket pass. I'm very comfortable knowing where he's going to be, and we've done it for 3 years.
Yeah, there you go. Yeah. You asked me about Donovan Mitchell and Rudy Gobert.
Yeah.
I'm not sure it's going to take 3 years, but it's going to take exactly that kind of chemistry.
By the way, I'm actually wrong. I need to correct myself. Favors and Ingles have been surpassed by one other pick-and-roll combination. They're now the second-best pick-and-roll combination on the Jazz. Ingles, great defense here on Jack, denying the offense. Beasley's going to go one-on-one on Joe Johnson. He misses. Who is the number one pick-and-roll combination on the Utah Jazz?
What, Mitchell?
Driving the basket, Favors misses.
Mitchell?
Donovan Mitchell and?
Probably Udo.
You got it, Ron Boone.
Epe.
Left side, pull-up jumper. No good. Courtney Lee, heat checking himself. Jazz down by one with 2 minutes to play here in the third. Joe Johnson, the post. Joe, very unselfish there. Joe Ingles, he had a walk-up three, didn't take it. Joe Johnson spins it. Neto, right corner, drives the baseline, hangs in the air, kicks to Ingles, bullets the pass across the paint, but 3 seconds in the key on the Jazz. Yeah. Joe Ingles had some shots there. Quincy Lewis is not happy about it.
Yeah. Well, you see what he was trying to do, but Derek Favors, you know, guys passing up shots, and he had good position down there underneath the basket for an offensive rebound.
Did you say Quincy Lewis?
Well, yeah, because he just said on our broadcast he wanted Joe Ingles to shoot more.
Yeah. I said that the other night, a few games ago, when he took one shot.
77-76, Knicks by one. Here's Hardaway. Jazz have changed their pick-and-roll coverage a little bit there with Favors as he showed out to alter the route. So he'll go one-on-one instead and throw up a poor shot, rebound Joe Johnson. 15 minutes for Joe tonight, 7 points, 3 rebounds. Ware's number 6, works to the right side of the floor. Only 22 guys have ever played more minutes in the NBA than this guy. He bumps.
Showtime.
He backs.
Showtime.
He steps back. He banks it up and in. He's going to do that in the Y at 60 when he finishes his yoga. He's going to walk over and say, I'll play with these guys for a little while and just do that. Jared Jack. Up top to Beasley. Touch pass to Hardaway. Crossover, dribble, suffocated in the lane, but able to score. First field goal in 7 minutes by the Knicks. And they still lead it, 79-78. Boy, that's the play that doesn't happen when Gobert's in the game. Neto double-team in the pick and roll, finds Joe Johnson. He just walks down the middle of the lane, floats up an easy one and missed it. So easy, I'm not sure he knew what to do. Hardaway, transition three, good. That's the Knicks game. The Knicks do not play an excessively fast pace of play, but they are very good at early transition threes.
That's amazing because they play early in the shot clock, but not at a fast play pace.
It's an interesting contrast, right? Here's Hood, left-hand dribble, way off balance, able to hold a pivot, but gets in the air, falls to the ground. Or, excuse me, he just comes to the ground. Ball falls to the ground. That'll be a double dribble.
Jazz going to win this. Going to have to do it in the fourth quarter.
Jazz. Knicks are 9-2 and they lead going to the fourth this year. Right side, Hardaway pull up three, and he hit. Wow. And the Jazz are down 7 at home to the Knicks as we head to the fourth. 7-0 Hardaway run.
5 threes, 5 for 6, 23 points in 22 minutes for Hardaway. The last time these two teams met, he played well in that ball game with 26.
Thurl Bailey, have a good postgame show on AT&T Sportsnet.
Thank you, gentlemen.
By the way, I just misspoke. Knicks are 15-7 when they are ahead going into the third quarter. Jazz, it's not been pretty when trailing. 3-21. Only three teams in the NBA have won fewer games when trailing going to the fourth this year on the Jazz Radio Network.
Listen, and he throws down two.
Third quarter recap on the Utah Jazz Radio Network.
Donovan catch and shoot right side, rattles deep in the cup, comes out. Gobert follows it through traffic and a foul and finishes, and he'll go to the free throw line. Right side, Hardaway pull up three, and he hit. Wow. And the Jazz are down 7 at home to the Knicks as we head to the fourth. 7-0 Hardaway run. And Tim Hardaway is taking over this game. He now has 23, and the Knicks lead it 85-78. Only Atlanta, Sacramento, Memphis, and Toronto have won fewer games than the Jazz when trailing going to the fourth quarter this year.
Well, it started with Courtney Lee early in the third. Tim Hardaway finished it off.
See if the Jazz can come from behind, down 85-78, heading into the fourth. Jazz, sixth best team in fourth quarters this year, and a pick and roll. O'Quinn gives it inside to Beasley, goes up, Gobert blocks it. Then O'Quinn takes it away from Gobert and is fouled on his way back up. Jazz need to put a shutdown on the Knicks here in the fourth quarter.
Keep the Knicks inside the three-point line, if anything.
Anybody else out there smile and get that at all? It wouldn't be the only shutdown going on. There you go, just to be a little more obvious about what I was referencing. Free throw by O'Quinn is good. Defensive ratings tonight, or ratings tonight, offensive rating for the Knicks is a 109.7. The Jazz is a 100.7. So the real problem the Jazz are having is that their offense is not producing. They're not getting their threes tonight, Ron. They've only taken 19 of their 65 shots as threes tonight. The Knicks have run them off the three-point line. Only 29% of the Jazz shots are threes. Usually the Jazz take 37% of their shots as threes. Here's Neto, gives off to Gobert, top to Hood. Jazz trailing at 87-78. Down by 8, wrong side of a palindrome. Down by 9, wrong side of a palindrome. Neto, cross-court pass, Joe Johnson. Touches up Ingles. Wide open 3. Good. Nice pass by Joe Johnson.
Yeah. The Ingles skip pass had the defense shifting, and Joe Johnson immediately gets it back.
Ron Baker playing the point with Jared Jack. Trey Burke has not played in the second half. Beasley drives the baseline. Comes up the reverse side. Fades, misses. Rebound, Hood comes in for it nicely. Bounces around like he's playing bumper cars. Comes out with the basketball. Down by 6. Bullets a pass down low to Gobert. He ball fakes and then gets fouled. Rudy Gobert returned tonight to action. He's played 21 minutes. Has 14 points, 9 rebounds, and 3 block shots. Jazz are led by Zions Bank starter Rodney Hood with 16. Rubio with 14, Gobert with 14, 7 for Favors and 5 for Donovan Mitchell tonight.
And they're giving Rudy a shot.
Well, I guess they thought he was on the way up. Free throw's good. Rudy has taken 9 free throws tonight. 7 of them have hit the iron or net. 5 of them have gone in. Sometimes I don't think you either don't think I'm funny or you're not listening to anything I'm saying. I'll have to figure it out.
So you want me to laugh?
It was a unique way of saying that he'd airball 2 free throws tonight without saying it.
I could fake a laugh. If you like that.
I prefer it.
Okay.
Nothing wrong with faking. 87-83. Top to O'Quinn. Mid-range jumper good. Wow. That's a shot the Jazz would let the Norfolk State product take anytime he wants. 89-83, Knicks by 6, 10:34 left. Rubio having a nice night, 14 points. Gets it to Gobert, hands to Hood. They take away his handoff. Back out to Johnson, now back to Joe. Settles himself for a long two. It's no good. Long rebound out to the top of the key. Gobert reaches down for it. Baker dives for it and takes it away from Gobert. Wonder if that was a little tentativeness from Rudy from getting hit in the knee twice this year. Back out to Beasley. Has airspace. Fires a three and misses. And Michael Beasley has been on fire for the last 10 games. 53% from the field, 58 from three until tonight. Pick and roll. Ingles finds Gobert. Blocked by Beasley out of bounds.
Yeah. He's the player that I thought was going to have a good night.
Well, the law of averages said that he had to come back to life, and evidently wasn't. Yeah. Interesting, by the way, Frank Ntilikina, the rookie, was drafted before Donovan Mitchell, who in the last 10 games was shooting 29% coming in, has only played 5 minutes, and has not played here in the second half. Rodney comes off with a back cut, curls out to the left, catches and floats a left-hander in. And Rodney Hood's got 18 tonight. Joe Ingles with the dime is fourth. Jazz cut it down to four. And Trey Burke has come back in the game and goes over the top of Rubio and commits an offensive foul. Considering Trey Burke is playing the point guard here in New York, talking to Scott Brooks last year, he just felt that if Trey Burke was going to be successful, it had to be in a non-decision-making off-the-ball role. Evidently, he wasn't in Washington.
Seems to play better with the ball in his hands.
Right side drive by Rodney. Puts the shoulder into Baker. A lot of contact. No good. Rudy Gobert grabs the rebound. Goes up on his tippy toes and rocks it home. Jazz cut it back to within two. 9-2 run. Bounce past Beasley. Attacking the rim. Goes reverse side and scores a beautiful dipsy-do move. Came up on the right side. Finished on the left. 91-87. Gobert has 18 points and 10 rebounds in his return tonight. Rubio getting pressured by Trey Burke, just lost the dribble out of bounds. Second time tonight that Rubio has not been able to handle the defensive pressure of the Knicks and just lost the dribble.
A lot of times when you're doing that, you're not going anywhere with the dribble. That little spin move ends up losing the ball because of that. It's not that the pressure was that much there by Trey Burke.
Last time the official, it ran into the official and stayed in play. Beasley pick and roll to the basket. Misses at the rim. Gobert altered it. Rebound Ingles. Rudy's had a huge impact defensively tonight. Here's Ingles driving at McDermott. Cut off. Comes back off a drag screen from Rudy. In the lane, no look to Rudy to the basket. Fouled by Beasley. Joe Ingles is conducting right now nicely. 7.6 rebounds, 4 assists for Joe off the bench. So Gobert will go back to the line. Rudy at the line. Let's hear what he had to say about what kind of drives him to keep working every day.
Because I have fun, and I enjoy the process of, you know, getting better. I mean, it's not fun to be suffering in the weight room or in the court, but when I'm in this weight room, I don't really, I'm seeing the issue. You know, I'm seeing, like, the where can it take me? Where can that, you know, what can I do for me? And then it hurts, but it feels good at the same time, you know, because I know that even if I don't succeed, I know that I did the right thing to help myself succeed.
Rudy works, there's no doubt about that. And he's worked hard to be ready tonight. He's played 24 minutes, has 19 points, 10 rebounds. Beasley, angle left, hand off to Baker. This is the problem that's caused the Jazz so many problems. Baker steps behind it for a three, no good. Rebound, Gobert is 11. Out to Mitchell, who's been quiet. 5 points, 3 rebounds, 5 assists for Donovan. Comes off a pick to his left, gives it out to Johnson. Guarded by Baker, Donovan can't beat him. Baker's up on him tightly. Now Donovan comes off a Gobert pick, steps into a three. Banked it. Don't think he meant to.
Absolutely not. And I think you and I both saw it coming.
He banked it so nicely that it makes you wonder. And the Donovan mania is such in Salt Lake that of the 19,000 people in the crowd, I bet 14,000 are crowd claim right now he meant to. Timeout on the floor. We're tied at 91 with 8:06 left in the fourth on the Jazz Radio Network.
It's NBA Now on the Utah Jazz Radio Network.
I'm a pro, man. This is what I do. You know, I play basketball, and I go hard regardless of what's going on.
Walker will fire the three. He hits. Kemba Walker is going. Kemba's pounding his chest. Kemba's throwing fist pumps all over the place.
He's the best player. He's the face of the franchise, and I think it'd be very difficult to find a scenario where he'd get traded. But this is my first time that my name has, you know, come up in a situation like this, so it's kind of new to me. And, but yeah, you know, I'm pretty upset, but like I said, man, you know, I'm here right now, and you know, I put my heart and soul into this team, to this city, so that's what I'm going to do, you know, until everything's over.
Kemba Walker, very emotional comments with the media today after his name's been bounced around as being a prospect to be traded by the Charlotte Hornets. He has given them a lot. He's not having as great a year. They're struggling. And clearly what that is that his contract extension's up here, and they may not want to max him out, but there are heavy rumors involving Kemba Walker being traded. Now, who knows if they're accurate or not. I'm sure they'll be denied, as Steve Clifford did there. But that is your NBA Now, brought to you by Mark Miller Subaru. Mike Beasley driving to the basket and scores it. Kansas State product. 93-91. If I remember correctly, Beasley, Kansas State played Texas in the NCAA tournament, I think. And Durant, that may not be right. Donovan driving to the rack, scores it. Donovan Mitchell with 10 points tonight. 3 rebounds, 5 assists, 4 of 12. 93 all, 7:22 left here in the fourth. Jazz have not been a good close game team this year. They played the fewest amount of close games all year. Kyle O'Quinn sets a big pick on Rubio. And a foul on O'Quinn. Then Rubio's classy enough to reach down to ask him if he wants a hand up. Mark Miller Subaru wants you to love your car buying experience. That's why we've developed Promise Price. Promise Price is an upfront, no hassle price for every car lot. Come experience our commitment to Promise Price at either location or start purchase online at markmillersubaru.com. We know you'll love the experience. 93 all with 7 to play. Donovan, left-hand dribble, crosses to his right, goes up and under, kicks to the corner. Joe Johnson bypasses to Rubio, who swings to O'Neal, breaks the 45, inside to Gobert, couldn't handle it. And turnover on the Jazz, maybe one too many passes in there, but you love the idea.
And Derek Favors is up.
So that might be it for Rudy Gobert tonight. 19 points and 11 rebounds in 25 minutes. That is your WCF Insurance Efficiency Report. WCF Insurance. Be careful out there. Trey Burke is in the game instead of Frank Ntilikina, and New York Twitter is going nuts. Beasley driving to the rack. Favors there. Alters the shot, but an offensive rebound for Cantor. Back up and in. Can the Jazz, without Gobert, get stops? The Jazz defense, with Derek Favors as the center, has not been good this year.
Well, they're going to give up offensive rebounds if the dribble penetration is there.
Donovan pulls up on a pick and roll three off the bounce, no good.
And Favors has to protect the rim.
Donovan's 4 of 13 tonight, 2 of 7 from 3. Trey Burke will take an off the bounce three and hit. Trey Burke rattles it home when Donovan Mitchell misses. And all of a sudden, the Jazz are down 5, 98-93. Timeout on the floor. We'll take it as well on the Jazz Radio Network. Close games this year. Games decided by 6 or less. The Jazz are 3-5. They played the fewest amount of close minutes of any team in the NBA. The Knicks in close games this year have won 7 while losing 11. And we're heading toward it here. 98-93, Knicks by 5, 6:16 left in the fourth. Rudy Gobert is all likelihood is done for the night with a great return. 19 points and 11 rebounds. Derek Favors is going to have to play center. Epe Udoh has not played tonight. Jazz have been outscored by 11 points tonight when Favors is on the floor. Favors and Cantor shoulder to shoulder talking a little bit. We're not into clutch time yet. But it has not been a pleasant place for the Jazz as rarely as they've been there.
I just wonder about Porzingis, because has he met his limited minutes?
It's true, he's not back in the game. Donovan driving, big step through the lane, floats it up and in. Jazz come out with Rubio, Hood, Mitchell, Johnson, and Favors. The Johnson-Favors defensive combination has been bad this year. High pick and roll, Trey. Goes nowhere with it. Throws it back up to Cantor. Down low, McDermott's left wide open. He lays it up and in. How did the Jazz lose Doug McDermott? Was it Donovan? Was it Rodney? Or was it somebody else? Because they were panicked sprinting back to the two of them were.
And again, he's always moving without the basketball.
Joe Johnson, left corner on a Mitchell give for three. It's good. Donovan Mitchell with his sixth assist. Joe Johnson's got 12 points. The Jazz with their 10th three of the night.
And that's $100 to the Kauffman Cancer Institute, courtesy of Mountain America. You can learn more about Mountain America's community involvement at MACU.com.
Trey Burke driving, floating, and scoring. Trey Burke finishing the game right now at point guard for the New York Knicks here in Utah.
I wonder what Twitter is saying about that, huh?
102-98. Trey Burke was in the G League to start with the Westchester Knicks, just signed recently. Donovan forced to the left hand, fires to Joe Johnson again. Right side three, no. Rebound McDermott. Boy, Donovan throws bullet passes that get shots.
And that's what it takes. We've talked about LeBron James doing that as well. I mean, both passes are very, very hard. Gets there in a hurry.
Trey Burke gets a little bit of trouble. Gives it to Beasley with 7 on the clock. One-on-one on Joe Johnson. No help anywhere around, and he misses the shot on an offensive rebound by Favors. Favors came over very late and had no impact on the play, trying to block the shot, but when in doing so, he then left Cantor. Either got to do one or the other. You can't do what happened right there.
Yeah, you get to the point where you're trying to protect the rim. I don't think he thought that Beasley was going to be able to get that close to the basket.
And Cantor misses the free throw. Well, this is really interesting. Rudy Gobert has come in for Joe Johnson.
Well, you can see why. Quinn's worried about helping out and no one there just in that size to get the rebound. Joe Johnson's definitely not a rebounder.
Jazz right now have two bigs on the floor. Joe Ingles is with Donovan Mitchell and Rodney Hood. So Donovan playing the point guard, a non-spaced floor for the Jazz. Porzingis is not on for the Knicks. Timeout, Quinn Snyder. What a fascinating close to this game. The Jazz beat it, though, 103-98. Remember, the day after every Jazz win, home or away, Papa John's will give you 50% off regular menu price pizzas. Go to papajohns.com, use the promo code JAZZ50 to receive 50% discount. Valid all Utah Papa John locations, online orders only. I just heard the 30-point bell. Let's check who rang it.
1:40 to go. Oladipo dribbling.
Who's not efficient. He's 11 of 26.
Oladipo dribbling. That's Oladipo, Michael. Sorry about it. And he turns it over. Ball ahead to Clarkson on a runout. Clarkson at the rim. Lay it up and in. Jordan Clarkson is 2 off of his career high. He's got 33 points. Timeout, Indiana.
Wow, Jordan Clarkson. 33 points, 7 rebounds, 7 assists. And the Lakers beat the Pacers. The Pacers, who looked so good here, went up to Portland and lost, and just went to L.A. and lost. That's brought to you by Larry H. Miller, Lexus of Murray, and Lexus of Linden, inviting you to test drive a luxurious Lexus automobile today. Other finals today, the Nets beat the Heat 101-95. The Wizards beat the Pistons 122-112. Grizzlies beat the Kings 106-88. Bunch of teams are chasing the Jazz in the win column there. Got wins tonight, Ron.
Yeah.
Jazz have 18 wins on the season.
Well,
and you've got Brooklyn now has 17. Chicago has 17. Phoenix with their win has 17 tonight. Memphis with their win has 16. Jazz down 5 with 4:18 to play. Donovan Mitchell hesitates outside the three-point line. Drives at Porzingis. Shot blocked. Loose ball. Favors has it. Gives to Rubio. Mid-range jumper right side up and in. Jazz within 3. 103-77. Trey Burke. Orange headband. Far side. Guarded tightly by Rubio. Gives to Beasley. falls to the ground doing the splits, recovers the basketball, throws to the top to Porzingis. Gives to Hardaway. Two-man game with Hardaway and Porzingis. Gobert switches on Hardaway. Goes one-on-one, steps into a long three. Good, and a foul on Gobert.
Yeah, Rudy did catch him on the arm. Had his arm sticking out. That was huge as far as the Knicks are concerned.
Crowd doesn't like the replay on that. Tim Hardaway Jr. was the other free agent signing that the Knicks made, and a lot of people freaked out about the money they paid him. And they were probably right, but to be honest, he's been pretty good this year.
Well, you know.
Jazz down seven, so we're now not inside clutch play with 3:42 to play.
Quite a few players in the league that.
Donovan given airspace on the pick and roll, misses badly. Gobert rolling down, tries to grab the rebound, can't, and he gets fouled. And arguing the call vehemently, they don't tee him up.
Well, he was trying to control tap, and someone hit his arm.
And then a quick drive to the basket, and Hardaway dunks. And a 9-2 run by the Knicks here, and the Jazz are down 109-100, and the air has left this building. Rubio gives to Mitchell. Donovan, 5 of 16. They're going under on the pick and roll, daring him. Splits the double team, drives, fouled, and he'll get two free throws. Porzingis, who beat the Jazz on a key play in New York in a close game when he was out on the floor and then was able to drive by or hit the three on Favors, caused that dunk there by Hardaway because Gobert sprinted out of the lane to go get to Porzingis, which left the basket wide open for the Hardaway dunk.
And Derek Favors was on the weak side, couldn't get there.
Mitchell snaking in the lane, double clutches, throws up an air ball. Gobert grabs the rebound. He's grabbed again. I mean, they're just not letting Rudy go back up and dunk, which is smart. Rudy's working hard underneath, then Courtney Lee just grabs him. He goes down, but there's nothing flagrant about that. Jazz down 9 with 3 minutes to play. The Jazz have played the fewest close games of anyone in the NBA this year.
Yeah, for a while there, they were either losing big or winning big. And
Gobert's free throw rock falls off to the right side. Team that's played the most close games this year is Philadelphia and Dallas. The Jazz are at 32% of their time in close games late. Lowest in the league. Denver, Golden State, Houston, and Orlando are the next ones. Gobert, 8 of 14 at the line. He has 20 points and 12 rebounds. Jazz down 8. Left side, Hardaway. Into the lane. Curls to the basket. Layup, no. Rebound, Gobert. Baseball outlet to Rubio. Looking to push. Down by 8. Ricky drives. Comes up the reverse side with a layup. No good. Gobert going for the rebound. Fouled again. No, they called it on Rudy. See that again.
That's a good call.
He hit him.
He definitely put the shoulder into him.
Made the official see it. Free throw by Porzingis is good. The Jazz about to be down 10 here. Jazz have been down 10, the sixth most of any team in the NBA. The only teams down 10 more than the Jazz this year is Porzingis misses the free throw, so they don't go down 10. But just to finish that, Sacramento, Phoenix, Atlanta, Orlando, and Memphis.
All of those teams.
Donovan, high pick and roll. Flares it back to Ingles. Ingles drives, gets all the way to the basket, lays it up and in. Great pick by Gobert, who picked off Porzingis, so he couldn't come help. 7-point game, 2:20 left, Knicks 110, Jazz 103. Trey Burke out to Porzingis for 3 in the dagger. He got it. And the Jazz defense in the second half has been pretty close to non-existent.
You think Jeff Hornacek is closing with Trey Burke out there on the floor?
Rubio, right corner. And a foul on Burke. Pretty just incredible for Trey Burke.
Just so he can get a good look at him, huh? Maybe.
I don't know, but what a thrill for Trey Burke.
Yeah.
To be out of the league, playing in the G League in Westchester. Trey really has tried to get his life back in order, get back more discipline. He's gotten married, living as a family, he said. Rubio makes the free throw. The Knicks' offensive rating is 117 for this game. That, my friends, means the Jazz defense has been absent. Rubio splits the free throws. Ball goes all the way out to Joe Johnson, and then he goes to shoot it while Beasley, off balance, runs into him and fouls him. Joe Johnson will get three free throws. They're going to review this, brought to you by Siegfried and Jensen. Reviewing injury cases and helping people in Utah for over 30 years. Jazz are home tomorrow night against the Knicks, against the Clippers, by the way. And they're in town. Purchase a Ford Fan Zone all-you-can-eat ticket to an upcoming game. That could be that game. Receive unlimited hot dogs, soda, popcorn, nachos, peanuts. Starting as low as $33. Visit UtahJazz.com. Call 325-2999 to buy your Ford Fan Zone all-you-can-eat ticket. First free throw from Joe's good. Let's check on our next opponent.
Doc Rivers, Blake Griffin, the Los Angeles Clippers.
Brought down the center of the floor. Lob to DeAndre. Oh, ho, ho! A swiveling Skywalker!
Here's Williams feeling it for three. It's just a scoring machine.
Evans with the ball. Circles to the right side. Now lob it. DeAndre Jordan with the dunk, and you heard him scream out in approval right there.
Here's Griffin. Sheds himself up. Defenders go to the rim with two hands. Oh, my goodness. Drenched with defenders at the cup. He powers it in.
Brian Seaman does a wonderful job, and Joe Johnson brings the Jazz in the six. Trey Burke was always a good late-game player. Gives it out to Courtney Lee. His contested jump shot's no good. Gobert rebounds. A bucket here, and we got a game. Down by six. 1:34 left. Donovan explodes to the rack. Layup, good. 113-109. Jazz down four. Time out, Jeff Hornacek. Well, Jazz fighting.
Actually beat Porzingis down the floor so he can get that shot off. I mean, nice job by Rudy pushing the ball ahead of the defense to make that happen.
Jazz trail it by four. They've trailed for most of this fourth quarter. In fact, they trailed for all of this fourth quarter. They trailed by seven going into the fourth. The game has had 16 lead changes, but none of them late. In fact, the last lead change was late in the third quarter. Both teams have led by 10. We've had seven ties. Well, they're going to Porzingis, Ron. Let me tell you why I say that. Because in the final 5 minutes of a close game this year, Kristaps Porzingis has 63 shot attempts. And of the guys on the floor, the next closest is Courtney Lee with 20.
Well,
so they're going to Porzingis.
So if they're going to run anything, they're going to run the pick and roll with Courtney Lee and Porzingis, something that was very effective early in that third quarter when Courtney Lee scored 13 of his 18 points in that period.
Their best clutch players have been Tim Hardaway at 53% and Kristaps Porzingis at 43 and 40% from three. Trey Burke guarded by Ricky Rubio. 1:23 left. Jazz down four. Burke on a high pick and roll with Beasley. Bounce to Beasley. Free throw line jumper. He got it. Michael Beasley. Didn't see that coming. Here's Donovan. Off a pick and roll. They show. Donovan crosses over, penetrates, off balance, bounces a beautiful pass to Gobert. He lays it up and in, plus the foul. What a pass and an incredible catch from Gobert has got 22 points and 14 rebounds.
And that's five fouls on Porzingis. I just wondered how that pass got through there. I mean, this was such a, the margin of error was so small.
And Gobert really makes the free throw. 3-point game, minute 7 to play. Trey Burke at the top. Second game with the Knicks and he's closing. Comes around the pick and roll. Pulls up at the elbow. Short. Rebound Mitchell. Jazz on the push. Donovan going at least. Spins by him. Kicks to Joe Johnson for the tie. Missed it.
Oh my goodness. Oh.
Ball now, goes over the glass and out of bounds.
Now just think, David, what Joe Johnson says in practice when he missed a shot.
Well, I just thought you
guarantee
were
you that came out of his mouth.
Well, I'm glad
right
it didn't
then
come out of yours.
Yeah.
115-112. Crowd on their feet. Jazz down three. Hardaway comes to get it. Porzingis hasn't touched in minutes. High pick and roll.
God.
Hardaway driving. Gobert fouls him. Gobert fouled him three times.
Yes, he did. Five on Porzingis, and now five on Rudy Gobert. And obviously, they would love to have Rudy in the pick and roll.
That's what they did. They ran Beasley the time before in the pick and roll. It's interesting. Hornacek's signature as a coach has not been offensive systems like Sloan, or it's been finding mismatches and going at them.
And then running the same play over and over and over, if it works.
And that's what he's done tonight.
Yeah.
He had that left side low pick and roll going time and time again. Free throws no good by Hardaway. Quinn Snyder had set up a play, has decided to call a timeout after this instead. Calls guys back. Hardaway's taking the second free throw. Jazz down three. Jazz have two timeouts left. Hardaway's next free throw is no good as well. Rubio rebounds and calls a timeout. The Jazz fans are still in the game, and they get Chick-fil-A. A 9-2 run here late. In games decided by five or less, the Knicks are 9-12. The Jazz are 6-9.
Hardaway, an 80% free throw shooter, misses both.
That is unusual. And he was 10 of 12 in clutch situations coming in, so you wouldn't expect it. 32 seconds left. Jazz down three. Don't have to go for a three here. Frankly, if you get a two and foul, you are guaranteed a chance to get another three to try to tie it if you have to. So you could go quick two here if you want to. The Knicks do not have any terrible free throw shooters. In fact, they're a great free throw shooting team at 80% as a team.
So
David, there's nobody you want to put on the line.
Do you go early? Try to make sure you get the ball back.
I think your advantage, Ron, is that you can drive to the basket and the defense will suffocate. So I think you do go early.
Yeah.
And if you get the two, you're willing to take it. If the defense suffocates, you kick out to the three. So I'd say high pick and roll with Gobert and Mitchell or something of the sort.
Trey Burke still in the ballgame.
Rubio in the game. Rodney Hood is not in the game right now. Inbound to Mitchell. He retreats out. Here comes Gobert with a pick. Mitchell comes off to his right. Crosses back to his left. Pulls up for an awkward off-balance. Poor shot. Three. Offensive rebound. Rubio. Left side. Joe Johnson. Three. No. Offensive rebound. Ingles. Back to Mitchell. Double team. Kicks to Ingles. Right side. Three to tie. He missed it. Rebound comes down to Burke. Gobert's not fouling. I don't know why. Now they are fouling. 9 seconds left.
Had three threes. Three attempts.
A bad look by Mitchell that Rubio rebounds to a wide open Joe Johnson look. And then a offensive rebound and a wide open Joe Ingles look.
Well, I tell you, I really thought one of those was going to go.
You would think. I mean, Joe Johnson's one of the clutchest of all clutch. Hardaway makes this free throw. Now the Jazz are in trouble down four. Jazz just haven't gotten a lot of good clutch shooting this year. Joe Ingles is now 2 of 9. Joe Johnson 0 for 2. Hardaway makes both free throws this time. Here comes Donovan. Down by 5. Pulls for a 3. Air balls. Tough night for Donovan.
Yeah.
Didn't like Donovan. How Donovan dealt with that play, as though they ran a pick and roll for Donovan to get a 3, and then we didn't have it. He insisted on taking it, which is not was not the right choice at that time.
So
Donovan just airballed a 3, ball went out of bounds, and they're going to check whose ball it is, but the crowd is leaving.
Well,
the Jazz, despite a flurry late, are going to fall to the Knicks tonight. And the Jazz, who went through that murderous December and then got a softer schedule coming forward, have not been able to take advantage of it at home at all, Ron. Mm-hmm.
Well,
lost to the Pelicans, the Pacers, and the Knicks, which are three games that when we came out of that murderous stretch, you'd hoped you would have won, and the Jazz have gone 0-3 in that stretch.
And this was such a key ball game, I think, especially the next two, with the Clippers tomorrow night before going out on another, you know, three-game road trip.
Well, you start to look at the standings, Ron, as much as we've talked playoffs the whole time, the Clippers have 23 wins. So the Jazz are 5 wins away from the Clippers. They're also 5 wins away from the Sacramento Kings.
Yeah. And two players that did not get in late in the ballgame, Rodney Hood was not in. And how about Jared Jack?
Rodney Hood was in for a little while when they went with the Ingles-Mitchell.
Yeah.
Then Rubio came back in.
But, yeah, he didn't close it.
Yes.
And Jared Jack, you know.
They turned it over to Trey Burke late. How about
Trey Burke,
that?
Yeah.
And he delivered. Jazz ball with 2.9 seconds left. I thought they said Nick ball.
Well, they went back
and reviewed it.
Just the caucus. And
5-point advantage for the Knicks. 2.9 seconds left. Mitchell pops out. He's got a good look. 3. He hits it. 5 inbound. Foul by the Jazz. Donovan and Ingles just collided. And it will be a foul too late. Jazz fall tonight. Wait, we're reviewing something.
It's going to be a foul. I think Donovan Mitchell is going to get a foul.
Derek Favors and Trey Burke embrace. Alec Burks, Joe Ingles.
There was a foul committed.
Trying to figure out whether the foul happened
before
the end of the game. Ricky Rubio is talking with Herman Gomez, both of them on the Spanish national team. So while we're checking this, everybody's going to check in. Jared Jack and Joe Johnson are hanging out. And the game is officially over. Now, guys, Ennis Kanter and Alec Burks embrace. We'll slap each other in the faces in a fun, jovial fashion. Trey Burke, Rodney Hood. Spending some time together. Always interesting to see who sees each other. So the Jazz lose their third straight at home. These are season changers, I think, in the realm of what you're considering out of the season, Ron.
I thought these two ball games was going to be in favor of the Jazz. I just thought they were going to win these two basketball games. And then when we heard Rudy was coming back, I was really optimistic, you know, that this was going to happen.
Yeah,
they played the Knicks close. It was a 5-point game in New York. Jazz defense right now has to regroup, I think, because they're just giving up way too many easy buckets.
It'll be curious to go look at the Jazz defense tonight of what it was when different guys were on the floor. I'm kind of curious to see that. I don't know what it really was. It felt to me as though the Jazz defense with Gobert on the floor was okay. And the Jazz defense with Favors at the center tonight was just porous.
Yeah.
We'll see. Plus minus on that, Gobert was even and Derek was minus 15. I don't have what they were when they were on the floor together.
Well, it definitely makes a difference when Rudy's there.
Right.
But when Derek is there, and he has to challenge guys driving to the basket, I mean, I don't know if it's the combinations or the what Quinn had out there on the floor, but those guys that are out there have to definitely take it upon themselves to make sure that they protect him and help him rebound.
Final score, 117-115. Knicks beat the Jazz tonight. Spence Jackets, Britton Johnson will have an interesting postgame show. And the Jazz fall tonight. Rudy Gobert tonight, in his return, 23 points, 14 rebounds, 3 blocks in 29 minutes of work. So great to have him back. That wraps us up tonight. Knicks 117, Jazz 115 on the Jazz Radio Network.